All right, well, we're throwing around everybody's money, which is kind of a fun little exercise. Numerous tweeters about the importance of hiring an offensive line coach. Pay an offensive line coach and pay him well. See, I think that's of the four positions that are open on that side of the ball, and you're from the outside and you're going, okay, what does the personnel look like there? The offensive line could be kind of intriguing. You got a man in the middle, he stays. This whole young offensive line, they get older. You get Teddy Prochazka back for a full season. Lutowski is out of his redshirt season. Now, the offensive line job here is, I think, would be enticing for what you have to work with. Now, you're going to have to supplement the room that you're with, but it's not like you're starting from scratch. You might have to pick a couple of guys up off the heap and, you know, put them back together. But a lot of you are saying, pay the offensive line coach $1 million. This is great. We're just throwing around Trev's money. Hey, if Bill Moose was here, he'd throw around money like there was none other. Hey, Will, nice job getting to the NCAA tournament. Do you want a new stadium? Looking this up, and this is the most recent numbers for how much offensive line coaches are paid. We've kind of focused on the offensive coordinator, the new offensive coordinator in Nebraska. Is he going to be OC slash QB? Is he going to be OC slash wide receiver? Now, that was Lubick's area. Kyle Flood, who is at Texas, makes $1 million as an offensive line coach, but he is also, according to this at footballscoop.com, he is the offensive coordinator at Texas. Matt Luke at Georgia makes $900K. Bill Bedenbaugh, who Lincoln Riley took to USC, who might be his best hire out in Los Angeles, he was making $810,000 at Oklahoma. Now, Doug Maroney, the former NFL head coach of Jacksonville, who is at Alabama and is running their offensive line, he makes $755,000. The Tennessee offensive line coach makes $750,000. You're seeing a theme here. The Southeastern Conference has more money than God, and they pay for assistant coaches. Here's another name that on I guess the hot board or the wish board that hasn't come up, but is with Chip Kelly. Justin Fry is someone who gets a lot of discussion. He's at UCLA. He is the offensive line coach and offensive coordinator for UCLA. I imagine that Chip Kelly is the final say on play calling, but Justin Fry's name does pop up. Michigan State and Ohio State pay their offensive line coach $700,000. Michigan pays their offensive line coach $550,000. Nebraska has never had a million-dollar coordinator and, of course, a million-dollar position coach. Bob Diaco is at $825,000. Chenander will be above that. Diaco, if he would have lasted to 2018, would have made $875,000. All right, here is Chris. Chris, thanks for the call. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
good. Hey, going to where you finish off the last right before the commercial of the money and what you're talking about now. I mean, where do you think Nebraska should be for the next coach? If everybody's all in the fire frost because this isn't working, but if we're not going to compete at the new level, at this $10 million level that Kelly got, that Riley got, that that Tucker got an extension at 9.5, Franklin's at 7.5. And we've already said, the Penn State, Michigan, those are better programs. LSU is clearly a better program, and these programs are paying those types of numbers. I mean, isn't Nebraska going to have to pay a dumpster fire premium to get anybody worth a damn to come in?
Don't you think $5, $6 million, Chris? Like Ryan Day, it reported salary of $6 million, but there is more. And then you go up the ladder from Franklin to Mel Tucker. Like at the top of the heap is Nick Saban at almost $10 million before Lincoln Riley and Brian Kelly got involved. I think Nebraska's probably in the range of $5 to $6
million. But I guess my thing is if you're going to go for a top guy that we want to change everything. You know, you just had one of the top five programs go out and pay $10 million. I don't see how Nebraska, as program, so is going to get a good guy to come.
So let me ask you this, Chris: did Michigan State, what impact does Michigan State have paying their football coach $9.5 million have on a place like Nebraska or Iowa in the next couple of years that is probably going to have to hire a new football coach? I mean, is Nebraska going to be forced, their next head coach is going to have to be $7, $8, $9 million because of what Michigan State did?
Well, yes, that's exactly what my argument is. If we're not going to compete at that level, I guess we're just going to roll the dice on the next mid-major and hope. I guess it tells me if we're not willing to compete at the 9-10 level, that it just doesn't matter that much. We see what programs that want to win. USC wants to stop being irrelevant. LSU says, man, this one bad year was not good enough. We're going to be relevant, and we're going to pay whatever it costs to become relevant again. And I worry we're not willing to do that.
I think that's changed, though, Chris. They were willing to pay $5 million for a football coach, which, I mean, you go, whoa. And you know, it's much different from Mike Riley, who was sub $3 million. I think Nebraska now from here on out is in the $5, $6, $7 million range, but we don't know where salaries in college football are going. I mean, what if it's 3-4 years down the road and all of a sudden the college football salary paying a guy $8 million is equivalent to paying him $5 million a couple of years previously? But I don't have the worry in the past that Nebraska was cheap and they would not pay their head coach or their assistants. I don't think that's a factor anymore. I think Nebraska will find money to pay the right person, whether they be a head coach or the assistant coach. And I don't think they will skimp on salaries of the new four assistants that will join. I think they will be paid the same or definitely a little bit more, because you're going to have to probably pay them more than the guys that were here were making.
Well, I agree. I guess, but even you're saying it's going to be in the 5 to 8. And my concern is that I think we just saw a new bar get set that top coaches are now 10.
Well, do you think
coordinators are 2 to 3 maybe now?
So
and we're not going to be there.
So, do you think Mel Tucker's body of work is that worth $9.5 million?
I don't know that it's worth, but it just set a new bar.
It's the going rate. You pay it. It's timing is everything. Like, Scott Frost is probably not a $5 million head coach, and that's before he ever started to coach a game at Nebraska. He's not a $5 million guy. Considering that he had 2 years as a group of five head coach. But timing is everything, and the desperation, the panic, what you need, and all of a sudden you hire a guy in his first Power Five job and he's making $5 million. Or Mel Tucker, who, you know, 2-5 to 10-2, he gets $9.5 million guaranteed over 10 years. Yeah, it's timing is everything, but I think Nebraska will be competitive in their salaries moving forward. I don't think they're gonna be they'll find the resources that they're not going to be considered a cheap, because it's not, hey, we've got an open job. Let's let the David Shaws and the Dan Mullins and the Jimbo Fishers and the Kirby Smarts apply for the job. They're going to have to make it enticing for people to want to move to Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I think there's going to have to be a huge premium, and the bar seems to be set around 9 to 10, and we still haven't even seen OU and Notre Dame fill their jobs yet. I mean, those are probably two, you know, $9 to $10 million jobs also.
Yeah, it's a scary time for athletic directors that have openings and they've got to go play and what they're paying, because let's finish on this, Chris. If I said I've got $9 million to spend, I've got an open job and I've got Harry, who owns dealerships up and down Interstate 80, and he's going to supplement the coach's salary. I've got $9 million. How many guys realistically in college football today would you offer $9 million to come turn your program around? Can you get me 3? Can you get me 4?
Well, I think it seems to be that number for a lot of people now, unfortunately. I mean, that's just the price of doing business these days.
But are there enough guys out there that you would commit that kind of a salary to that you're confident they are a slam dunk that they would do the job that you're paying them to do? Are we talking three or four guys?
Well, I mean, two of those guys just took the last two jobs.
Yeah. And one of them is he's going to die in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah.
Chris, thanks for the phone call. Always appreciate the interaction. I think athletic directors around the country are livid at Michigan State. East Lansing, Michigan, Michigan State football. Now, they've had a great year. They've had a turnaround year. I mean, they lived a pretty good life with Mark D'Antonio, what he was doing, and the success that they had. And then Mel Tucker comes in and wanted to keep him away. All the things lined up for Mel Tucker to get $95 million of guaranteed money. But if you're an athletic director and maybe you have an opening or you may have an opening down the road, aren't you livid at Michigan State? Because how many agents are going to go, hey, my client has done this, this, and this. That guy at Michigan State, 5-7, 2-5, 10-2. Where's my 10 mil? I mean, this is the part of college football that how long can this last? Just look at Lincoln Riley's contract. I mean, buying a couple of homes in Norman, $500,000 above asking price. You get a $6 million home in L.A. I mean, holy moly. But I think athletic directors around the country were not happy with what happened to Michigan State. Mel Tucker was happy. Michigan State is happy to keep the coach. Mel Tucker's agent is extremely happy. All right, Matt Foster's coming up here in a little bit. Tom Chattel as well from the World Herald on the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.